Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John W. Popp, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or charity of choice. John Popp is survived by his wife Shirley, three children, Jeffrey and Lisa of Beloit, Amy and Stephen of Madison, and Eric and Katia of Minneapolis. Six grandchildren, a sister, Phyllis and Gordon of Muscadet, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John W. Popp, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your home garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Roan is survived by her husband of 54 years, Martin, two children, Greg and Megan Roan of Lone Rock, and Diana and Justin Lambreys of La Crosse. Four grandchildren, brother and sisters, Barbara and Gary Horchsey of St. Paul, Minnesota, Gary and Sherry Hansen, and Ruth and Bruce Wilson, all of Richland Center. Brother-in-law, Michael Roan of Richland Center. Sisters-in-law, Melinda McCarthy and Dale Service of Sextonville, and Midge and Dan McCauley of Rural Viola, and many other relatives and friends. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family. Dennis Shoeburl is survived by his wife, Janet, six children, Jim and Lolene Shoeburl, David and Jenna Shoeburl, Mary Dysert, Lori Stern, Gail and Eric Johansson, and Stacy and Jeff Ostlin. Two stepchildren, Rick and Shirley Holler and Jim Holler. Seven brothers and sisters, Milton and Sharon Shoeburl, Mark and Shirley Shoeburl, Alan and Doris Shoeburl, Roger Shoeburl, Jan and Denny Welbig, Judy and Dan Dahl, and Jane and Reginald Nordquist. Son-in-law, Donovan Small. Numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild. Also many other relatives and friends. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Louis Wilson is survived by his wife of 69 years, Kathleen, five children, Bruce and Ruth Wilson of Richland Center, Christina Cooley of Belleville, John Wilson of Cross Plains, Sean Walsh and Mike Harlan of Richland Center, and Alex Wilson and Amanda Bauer of Madison. 11 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, siblings, Mildred Burkham of Clay Center, Nebraska, James Wilson and Brenda of Richland Center, and Diane and Kit Kukanen of Waukesha. Sisters-in-law, Virginia Wilson of Florida, Diane Wilson of Galesville, and Constance Foley of Sun Prairie. Brother-in-law, Carlisle Wilkinson of Sun Prairie, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87 of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87 of Reedsburg.